With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Senator John Tester was in Missoula on Veterans Day. He released a report he calls the State of Veterans in Montana that looks at vets' ability to access Veterans Administration health care. Tester says there are now some more VA clinics in Montana.
But getting those outpatient clinics staffed has been a problem. Making sure we've got the docs, the nurses, the administrative personnel in those offices has been really tough. And that makes the wait times longer. That makes veterans not being able to get health care as close to home as they'd like.
Tester says more Montana veterans are using Montana VA facilities now than back in January. The number of appointments has doubled since then. But wait times for appointments for primary and specialty care are also up substantially. In Butte, for instance, patients are now facing average wait times of over 14 days for primary care. That's up from a day and a half wait back in January. For specialty care in Butte, the wait time for an appointment went from 0 to over 15 days. Longer waits to get appointments are also happening in Missoula, Helena, Miles City, Glasgow, and Kalispell, and other locations. Still, the only Montanan serving on the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee says lots of progress has been made in the past year.
Funding for the VA used to be discretionary, now it's mandatory. It used to be 1 year at a time, now it's 2 years at a time. We've done certain things that I think have really helped the VA's predictability, but we still have a long way to go. And I can tell you, if we're going to cut those wait times down, if we're really going to make some inroads into it, we need to do a better job recruiting and retaining the medical personnel that works in these VA clinics.
Tester wants to get more VA staff hired.
I've got a bill that will allow more residencies for folks in Montana and rural America in general. These residencies are for docs that hopefully will stay here, some 1,500 residencies in my bill. If we're able to do that, then I think the fact that docs do residencies here are more inclined to stay.
Tester thinks a planned addition to Missoula's VA clinic is only barely adequate to address the patient demand it's experiencing.
You know, you got to do what you got to do, so it's better than not doing anything, but I think they should really invest their time and their money into getting a facility that really meets the veterans for this region. This is the highest growing veteran population in the state of Montana, and quite frankly, it's growing double digits. The need is there. It's not going to go away. The addition is going to help, but certainly not going to solve the problem.
Tester's introduced 37 pieces of veterans-related legislation this year, and by his own admission, most haven't gained much traction. He says Congress must work harder to improve veterans' access to health care. That said, he also knows an election year is right around the corner, and that diminishes the likelihood of that happening.
I hope not, but that tends to be the case. Edward, most of the good work we're able to do in Congress happens the out year on elections. Things tend to get more political. That's the bad news. The good news is, for veterans, it tends not to be a political issue. So if we're able to get things done this year, a fair amount of it should revolve around veterans.
The U.S. Senate this week unanimously passed a funding bill for veterans benefits and military construction. There are about 100,000 veterans living in Montana. That's 10% of the state's population. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.